Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for being with me. Today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra. He's going to be speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre June 4th, and Deepak will help you find your presence, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. He'll be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, the 7 Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, and we're going to try and get some free tickets to give away on the show, so keep your fingers crossed. And I'm also trying to get an interview with Deepak. I know he's super busy, so say a little prayer that he'll be available to come on Synchronicity and speak with all of us before he comes to Vancouver on June 4th. And you may be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, and on the Co-Creator Network. You can visit my website, SpiritualShow.com, for podcasts and information about past and future guests. And of course, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today's guest is Inez Martins. She does Akashic Records readings, and she also communicates with animals. Inez grew up very much in tune with her surroundings, always loved both nature and people, and from an early age on, she had a strong connection with animals and was always fascinated by the unseen communication. She found herself reaching out to animals and feeling what was going on very early on, though on an unspoken level. Much later, Inez was trained in Reiki and healing touch and took various different classes throughout the years to help her with understanding and reading energy. With the passing of her dog, Lucky, her gift of animal communication was opened completely, and she's been following this passion ever since. So welcome to the show, Inez.
Thank you very much. I very much appreciate being on the show.
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's a beautiful day here in New York.
Beautiful. What's your website so everyone can visit it and check it out?
Okay, so I have two websites. One is for my animal communication, and that's www.inesmartens.com. And the other website is for my Akashic Record reading work, and that is www.visionarylifeconsultant.com.
Wonderful. And I believe those links are up on my website, spiritualshow.com. So, Inez, are you going to do animal pet readings for us today on the air?
Yes, I believe I would like to. I do have a request, though, when I do this. I need the name of the animal. I need the breed or what kind of a, you know, whether it's a cat or a dog. And then I do ask for a specific question, because that in this form, usually I work with pictures, and since I don't have a picture, I can tune into the animal, but it's easier for me to when you have a specific question that you would like to have answered. But I would love to offer that, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll leave that open. If you want to get on the air and ask a question about your pet, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And but before, I want to talk about Akashic Records readings as well. Are you ready to answer a question about my pet?
Sure, why not?
Okay, my pet's name is Buster.
Buster, okay, yeah.
He's a hamster, and he's kind of orange, and he has a white tummy.
Okay.
And he's really cute. And I guess my question is he happy? Because I can't really always tell.
Okay, let's have a look. He's showing an image of him liking to nibble. I'm almost getting like the impression of nibbling on an ear just nibbling. Does that?
Yeah, hamsters like to chew.
Okay, I'm not very familiar with hamsters, so I'm getting that impression. He's showing me a big heart. So yes, he does love you very much. that's an important one. He's saying that she must know this. And he's a little bit reserved, so it's not like he will be an overly affectionate hamster, but he is happy.
Okay, that's good, because he's very, I adopted him from, he had a previous owner, mm-hmm. and he's very skittish, even though we've had him for a long time, and he lets me hold him now, he tolerates it, but if I go, oh, Buster, you're so cute, he, like, jumps.
Yeah, that's the voice. He's the thing, he would prefer you to speak to him in a calm voice.
Yeah, but he's so cute, I get excited.
I know. This is the human, you know, this is how we are. But he's just saying that he will be much more affectionate if you don't rev up your energy, but instead just keep it as calm and mellow as possible.
Okay, I'll try to be more calm.
To him. He just prefers that. Everything else, I'm almost getting the sense that previously he was dropped a few times from quite a height.
Mm.
So when you're holding him and you start with that voice, it reminds, that's what I'm getting right now. It's reminding him of his previous, you know, previous living circumstances, which must have been with a child, because that voice triggers him.
Okay, yeah, it was with little boys.
Yes, that so. The voice triggers him, that because it has that same quality as a child's voice may have, and so that does trigger him a little bit. And so if you just remain calm and mellow with him, he's even showing me that he would like to be put once in a while, just held right on your heart chakra.
Okay.
He would really like that.
Okay. I think I usually hold him sort of, yeah. I'll try and hold him closer to my heart. Okay. Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was fun. So if you want to ask a question about your pet, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you need to give us the name of your pet, the type of pet that you have, and a specific question. So how is it, Inez, that you tune into the animal? Can you explain your process a bit?
Okay, yes, of course. Basically, it's all, you know, everything that we communicate, anything that we experience is basically based on a vibration, okay? So basically, all I do is I quiet my mind and I keep my personal thoughts out as much as possible. And the way I usually work is, as I said, with pictures, and I like to have a clean shot of the eyes, and I just simply look into the eyes of the animal, be it a horse or a cat or a dog or, you know, whatever animal it is, and I look into that, and I just, it's just a matter of sending a frequency out with the question, and the animal picking up that frequency, that vibration, and answering back. Now, animals work mainly in images, so that means that that's the way I get the translation. It's brought over as a vibration, but I actually I guess we would call it my higher self translates that into images, feelings, thoughts, etc., that I can then convey to the client.
Beautiful. Well, I want to talk about your Akashic Records readings. How we're doing this show today is kind of, if you want to call in and get an animal reading, you can call us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we're probably, I think we're mostly going to focus on the Akashic Records because I have a lot of curiosity about how that works. And Inez, you're wanting to give away a reading to a listener, correct?
Yes, I would like that.
So how do you work, because many of our listeners are online, but also a lot of them are in Vancouver. So do you communicate through Skype? How do you do that?
I will call the client.
Okay.
It does not matter where in the world the client is. I will call them.
Okay, wonderful. So towards the end of the show, we'll put out the cue to call for that so that you can, and it's, what is it, a half hour reading?
It's an hour.
Oh, an hour reading.
Yes,
wow.
I'm going to offer a full reading. The Akashic Record reading might be a little bit longer, but the animal communication is usually around an hour.
Okay, great. So towards the end of the hour, stay tuned because we're going to put out the cue to call and you'll have a chance to win a 1 hour free session with your choice of either an animal reading or an Akashic Records reading. So is there anything that you'd like to add about your animal readings?
I guess I would like to. My animal readings, oftentimes I find it that clients call me when they're in a tricky situation. That means that the animal has either behavioral issues or the animal has health issues, or there's a dynamic going on within the family that is tricky. And my focus during an animal communication is really to open up that two-way communication between the animal and the and my client. And the idea is always, or the intention is always, to strengthen the bond and to help the client understand their animal a little bit better. So, the way that I usually work with the animal communications is that I ask for the picture and a list of questions. And then I work down the list of questions and see what comes up. And then if during the session, the phone session, more questions come up, I will answer those as well.
Wonderful. And so as far as your, let's look into your Akashic Records readings. First of all, can you explain to us to maybe there's a listener out there who doesn't know what an Akashic Record is. What is an Akashic Record?
Okay, the Akashic Record is an intangible place. Let me start with the history of the word. It comes from Akasha, which is a Sanskrit word for heavens, ether, sky. Now, it is an age-old method of obtaining information. And what it actually is, it's also called the Library of Light. It's called Life Scripting, Library of Knowledge, Book of Life. Those are some of the other names of it. But what it actually is, and that's the question that you asked, is it's basically all the information through time and space, past, present, and potential future of your soul's journey. So anything that your soul, it's based on the idea that we incarnate over and over and over again, and that through these incarnations we always keep the same soul. So everything that the soul has experienced is contained in the Akashic Records, which is to be seen almost vibrationally like a huge library. Or you could also call it the huge supercomputer, where basically any information can be tapped into about your current life, but also past lives and parallel lives.
And so when you're doing an Akashic Records reading, do you need preparation time, or does it start when you start speaking to the person? How does that work?
Okay, there is no real preparation. I do ground myself, obviously, before starting an Akashic Record reading. I do that with all the readings, just simply so that I'm clear, meaning that no personal emotions get involved. Now, the only preparation basically is when a client calls me, or I call the client, usually I call the client, I will ask for the current legal name, and then I will say a short prayer or invocation, whichever term you prefer, and then enter the, and through that prayer, I'm taken to the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are based always on questions and answers. So the client, I always ask the client to have a list of questions available that they can ask while we're in the records.
Okay, so do you see yourself like looking through these big books?
No, I don't. I get I feel the space. It's a huge white light space that you're in. But what actually happens is that the way the information comes is through images. Again, through the masters, and you know the core of Akashic Records is basically who's present in them. And each person, each human has masters, teachers, and loved ones. And these are always present in the Akashic Records. And the masters and teachers do not show up separately, but as a unit, basically. And they give the information to you in the form of, as I said, images, feelings, words. It depends very much on the situation, and each person is also different. Each person is unique, so that each Akashic Record reading is also unique.
Okay, great. Well, it's already time to take a break, so I'm just going to put you on hold here, and we will be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
Respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
1-866-662-8300.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking with Inez Martins. She is an Akashic Records reader as well as an animal communicator. So if you would like to get on the air and ask a question about your pet, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You need to provide the name of your pet, the type of your pet, and a specific question about your furry or maybe scaly friend. So welcome back to the show, Inez.
Thank you.
Do you communicate, speaking of scaly friends, do you communicate with reptiles and fish and things like that?
I have the ability, but it hasn't come up very often, I'll be honest. Most of the people that contact me really are looking for help with their cats, dogs, and horses. I have on occasion also communicated with a cow or two.
a cow? Like a pet cow?
No, no. It's kind of a middle thing between. It's a cow that is very close to the client. So it's even though it's in a farm setting, it's a very very close bond. If that makes sense.
Aww, yeah, cows are cute. I like cows.
So do I.
Yeah, they're kind of funny how they just stand there and look at you. Well, I have a question. Do cows mind being tipped over? Because there's an activity. Sometimes teenagers go out into the farmlands and they tip cows over in the middle of the night. Does that hurt them?
I'm hearing right now they don't appreciate it. For me, it's an interesting experience because I live nowhere close to farmland. I understand the concept that obviously you can tip them over while they're sleeping, but as I said, I'm hearing they do not appreciate it. They would prefer to be, you know, kept
upright.
Upright, yes.
I would imagine it's kind of hard for them to get up after they've been tipped over.
Well, I think, and there. Let me see. Let's have a look. I'm just going to tune into the one cow that I do talk to on a regular basis. Let's see. It's more that it's uncomfortable. It's not that it's hard for them to get back up. It's just that it's uncomfortable to be tipped over, just simply because of the slightly almost like slamming effect when they fall over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a rude awakening. It's basically similar to if someone comes into your bedroom and has, you know, two pots and hits them together to wake you up.
Yeah. I can see that would
That's
be uncomfortable.
That's the image I'm being shown right now.
Okay, so be nice to cows. Don't tip them over. Again, if you want to get on the air and ask a question about your pet, the number is 604-822-2487. Now, on a more serious note, we're going to talk about the Akashic Records some more. So what kind of things, so is this like tied up with karma? Do people call you because they are worried that maybe they have bad karma that they need to clear up?
No, that is actually something I've never experienced. People generally call me when they're stuck in their life, when there is a situation that, for example, a relationship. Let me give you an example. A relationship, it's oftentimes even with a parent, with a father or mother, or with a husband-wife scenario or a sister, as someone who's very close in your life, and this relationship is what we, you know, casually talking would call drives you up the wall kind of an experience. And you're at wit's end. You're frustrated, and you want to find out, you know, how can I alleviate this? What is the reason for this happening, and how can I get out of it? How can I move forward? Or another very common one is that they have that clients have a husband or a wife, or a boyfriend or girlfriend, kind of a scenario, where they're staying in the relationship, even though they're aware that it's detrimental to them, because they feel like there's a strong bond that's keeping them in place. And they're unable to move away, even though they really wish to. And when we go into that kind of a scenario, what we do is we usually ask for past life connections. Because more often than not, when someone is unable to move away from a relationship that's detrimental to them, it's because of a vow or an agreement or a contract that was made in a previous life that is basically having a ripple effect into this life.
Okay, and I have a question about I just remembered that today is actually the anniversary of my mother's death.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, does that have, like, is there a stronger connection when someone, like, on an anniversary of someone's death or something like that, if you're wanting to connect to, like, the past lives of people and things like that?
Okay, we need to differentiate here. For people who, for the reader, meaning for myself, there is no difference. Every day is the same kind of a day. Now, for the client, depending on the emotional makeup of, depending on the emotional makeup of the client will be more, may be more in tune with their loved one that has crossed over on that kind of a day. But that is, and I'll be honest with you, this that is basically based on a belief system, and not actually on the availability. Because our loved ones, once they cross over, they oftentimes are still with us, even though not visible to the regular eye, obviously, because they're no longer in their physical form, but they are around us. So the feeling of stronger connection on certain days is based on the emotional place where the person is.
Okay, so it sounds like the only significance to an anniversary is really the fact that we live in this time space and we put significance on certain days.
Correct. That's beautifully put.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering that, because I did want to say something about my mom because it is the anniversary of her death, so I just wanted to put that out there. And now I'm thinking about my mom.
If she's smiling, I can see her smiling. And just I can feel her love surrounding you and just smiling at you and just wanting you to know she's there for you, irrespective of the day.
Oh, thank you. Cool. So back to the Akashic Records readings. So it sounds like when people are experiencing some kind of relationship issue is when they most likely contact you?
That is one. And then the other thing that has been coming up quite frequently is health-related issues. Now, most of the health issues that we have obviously have the physical aspect to them, which the doctors take care of, but they also have the emotional aspect, the root cause, the background, the reason why. There's an emotion or a feeling or an experience that has built up over years that then finally actually creates an illness in the physical. So sometimes I have clients who have health issues that they're taking care of with their regular doctors, but they're saying, okay, that's the one aspect. But the other aspect is what's going on emotionally? What is going on? Why is this happening? Is there, is there something? Is there a belief system, or are there patterns, behavioral patterns, or things like that that need to be cleared? So I do get that kind of those kinds of people as well, and then I have a lot of clients also who work full time, and but they feel like they're stuck in their job and unable to move forward and just don't have a sometimes even a slightly off relationship with their boss. And so again, then they want to understand, okay, first of all, why am I staying in this job? Second of all, what is going on with this boss and myself? So basically it's like an onion, and we peel layer by layer off during an Akashic Record reading and release those belief systems and patterns and feelings that no longer serve the client or the client's highest good.
So when you see these patterns, like, how do you clear them with the client? Is there a process that you go through, or do they need to go on their own and work on that now that they're aware?
It's a dual process. So the first is that oftentimes my clients will not be aware of their belief systems or of their patterns. They just know that they're not feeling well, or they're not happy about a certain situation, and they want to. They're at the point where they just say, "Okay, I can't go on with this. Something has got to give." So clients will come to me usually in a moment of desperation. So the first side of this is that I do actual clearing work while we're in the Akashic Records. That's why Akashic Record work is often also explained as deeply healing work. Just purely technically, I ask the client to visualize a column of white light, and then we bring into that column of white light, which is a safe haven, we bring that either symbols or the specific life we are working on into that column of white light, and we cut the cords and release it. So there is actually a process. That's the first part of the process. The second part of the process is then to integrate new thought forms. Since we're working on the soul level, what we can do is we can bring in positive and uplifting and joyful thought forms that are supportive of where the client is and where the client wants to go. So we bring them in. Most of the times they will begin, they will sound like affirmations. So, for example, just to give you an example of an affirmation that's quite frequent is, today is the day I choose to be free. Or today is the day I love myself unconditionally. Or sometimes much more specific pertaining to the exact situation that we have just cleared. So we integrate those new thought forms, and then comes the part that the client needs to do, which is once they're complete with the consultation, they're usually in a very high space, usually very peaceful, but in a very, very joyful state. So what happens is when they return back to regular life, as we like to call it, obviously their perspective of the situation has shifted, but there might still be a couple of triggers out there. So when the thoughts of the client go again into the direction of let's say a little bit negative thoughts, I ask the client to track their thoughts, to stop right there, and then use the affirmations that we gave them during the consultation. And that eventually actually shifts their entire energy into a much higher space. But it does require a little bit of work from the side of the client as well.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's time to take another break. We are speaking with Inez Martins, and it's InezMartins.com?
Yes, for the animal communication. And VisionaryLifeConsultant.com for the Akashic Record readings.
Wonderful. And so if you want to get on the air and ask a question about your pet, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Inez can tap into your pet's energy and tell you what's going on. So if you have a question specifically about your pet, give us a call, 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette. Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking today with Inez Martins. She is an Akashic Record reader, and she also is an animal communicator. If you have a question about your pet and you want to get on the air, 604-822-2487. Give us a call. I know it's Good Friday. You might be sleeping in, but you know, you might have had a question about your cat that likes to pee on your bed because it's mad at you or something like that. So give us a call at 604-822-2487. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I did want to add one other thing that often comes up in the Akashic Record readings, which I didn't mention previously. Which is also when you're at a fork in your life, that you're not quite sure which way is the best way to go. You know how sometimes we're in a situation where we think, okay, so now we have the option of either, for example, working or starting to study again. And so we can bring, in the Akashic Record readings, we can bring clarity into that. Find out what is for your highest good. We can talk about life purpose. We can talk about also life lessons, what's going on in your life right now, what are the lessons that you are here to learn right now. So I did want to mention that that is also an aspect. The Akashic Record work has no limitations on the questions that can be asked. And the more specific the questions, the deeper and more involved the answers will be.
Beautiful. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about Akashic Records? Because now I'm getting curious about pets again.
Okay. I think the only other thing that I'd like to say is that usually my Akashic Record readings run between 75 and 90 minutes. And yes, this seems like a very long time, but it's usually very involved. And once we do get into past life, especially into past life scenarios, it does take quite a bit of time to get to the core, to get to the and to be able to do the release and all other things involved, and that's the reason for the length. I think that's about it. So it's all about deep clearing and emotional healing.
Okay, great. Well, I'm really interested in learning more about the Akashic Records because it just seems so fascinating. Like the idea, when I picture the Akashic Records, I think of this big, humongous, gigantic library with all of these books in it. And I don't know, it seems weird to me that there's like a record like that of all of our lives, but it's not like that to you?
No, I just see it as, I usually call this universal knowledge. It's something that anyone can tap into if they choose to. I'm not saying that everybody should, and I'm not saying that everybody does it, but it is available to anyone at any given point in time if they're ready for it. And to me, it's just it's all vibration. So it's not. I mean, it's not like we're in a physical library where you know we take one volume out after another and then open it. It's really more of a universal knowledge, an understanding of and tapping into information that's available. that is broadly available. It is just not many people can access the Akashic Records at this point in time. But I have also published a CD on how to do Akashic Record readings for yourself with guided, basically guided practice sessions in it.
Oh, really interesting. And that's available on the Visionary Life Consultant.
Yes, it is. And it's available on Amazon.com as well. And it's called Your Soul's Truth, A First Look into Your Akashic Records.
Awesome. That's cool to be able to learn how to do it for yourself.
Yes, it is. And it's something that needs to get out there, because a lot of people are at that point in life where they want to reach for more inner happiness and more inner peace, and they just don't know how to go about it. And instead of spending thousands of dollars in getting outside help, usually you can find the help within yourself.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're trying to encourage people to find the help within themselves, because a lot of people will be like, no, you can't do it yourself. You can only do it for me $99 an hour or whatever.
Yeah, no, I want people. That is my goal. My goal is that as many people as possible do this for themselves. I want to reach, my goal is to reach millions of people. That's what I want, because I feel that that it's best really to help yourself instead of, just keep going. I love doing the consultations with clients. I really love to do it. And in many circumstances, it is very helpful. But for many things, you can really do it yourself. And it's just a matter of learning how. And that's basically what that CD offers.
So, Inez, we were talking earlier about souls and how we keep our same soul as we move through lifetime after lifetime. Some people, like I was talking with someone a few weeks ago, and his viewpoint was that, you could be playing out, basically that there are all of these multiple dimensions of reality and existence happening basically simultaneously.
Yes.
And that, one of us could, we all could have been Jesus at one point in one reality or another. We all could have been Cleopatra in another lifetime.
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas other people sometimes view it as you have this one soul and your one personality every lifetime, and no one else can be that personality, only that specific soul. What's your viewpoint on the souls and reincarnation?
Okay, my point of view is that you do have soul extensions. So the first explanation of everything being kind of simultaneously, and there being parallel lives that you're most likely not aware of. There are some people who are aware of their parallel lives because they occasionally get glimpses of it while, for example, they're just in the process of falling asleep. But for me, it is all time and space is a funny thing, because time is created by us. It's a human concept, and so is so it's through all time and space. And so yes, there are, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, there are parallel lives and simultaneous lives that we may or may not be aware of. Most of us are not aware of them.
So, what is your opinion of déjà vu? What do you think déjà vu is?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I was just thinking about that yesterday, because I have that quite frequently. And I think what happens is that a memory of either a simultaneous life or a past life, or a parallel life, whatever you want to call it, that memory is triggered in that moment. So basically, most often this happens that you're driving somewhere, and all of a sudden you have that déjà vu feeling. So, oh wow, I've experienced this before, and but then you realize that technically in this current life, you've not been here before, and you have most certainly not experienced this before. And what I believe is that that is just something that in a in a parallel life is something that you've experienced and that had a great impact in that parallel past life onto you. It had a great impact, and that is why on a cell memory you remember and you have that déjà vu experience, if that makes sense.
I think so, yeah. Déjà vu is, it's a weird feeling because sometimes, like, when I was a kid, I had experienced déjà vu, like if I went to a new place and it felt like I'd been there before, or sometimes even when I was in the same, like, somewhere where I always was, in my home or whatever, but I would be doing something and I would get this feeling, and I don't know if it was like the feeling of having done it before, but it was just like this weird feeling of like another time and place.
Yes, that's very common, and that is, in my opinion, it truly is a matter of basically a parallel life or a parallel dimension, or if you prefer to work with past lives, a past life experience that your soul all of a sudden remembers, and not your soul, because that's incorrect. Your soul obviously is ever present, but it has such a strong impact on that parallel life that you remember it in that moment, and it just lasts about for 3 or 4 seconds maximum. It's not something that lasts for hours and hours, thankfully. Because it is really a weird experience.
Yeah, it would be hard to get on with the rest of your day if you're walking around. Well, maybe some people that take a lot of drugs feel that way all day long. I don't know.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Well, I'm just wondering, is there a way, I don't know, because I don't really experience I very rarely experience déjà vu now as an adult. I used to experience it a fair amount when I was a kid, especially when I was put up for adoption when I was like 9, and I went and moved. I ended up not being adopted. I came back to Vancouver, but I moved to this smaller town, and I was living in this older house. And I remember as soon as I walked in the very first time, I had this like weird déjà vu feeling. And then another time, these are just two specific incidences that I remember specifically. There was another time where I was just like, I was in the mudroom putting on my shoes, and I just got this weird déjà vu. And obviously I'd done it every day for however long I was living there. But this feeling just came up and it was so strong, and I don't feel like that anymore. And it was kind of cool. And I'm wondering, like, is there a way to tap into that feeling again, like more deliberately?
Okay, so my feeling on this is that it happened to me as a child also very frequently. And then as I got older, it got less and less. And I think the reason for this is that as children, we're energetically much more open and we remember much more. And we're much more tapped into that, into that state of knowing than we are when we grow up. Most of us, and this is not everyone, but most of us actually start shutting down a lot of our gifts when we get older. And I believe that this déjà vu is just simply also a gift, in the sense of that you have that gift of remembering, or that gift of knowing that you've experienced something of importance. And I do think you can tap into that if you so choose. It's something I've not done. I have not felt the need to tap into that. But I do think that if you make the conscious choice and set the intention, and you're a quite intuitive person to begin with, I think it would be very easy to get back into that state.
Okay. I think I was just saying yesterday how I need to practice more about what I talk about on the show, because I talk about all these great things like meditation and tapping in intuitively, and then I'm just off doing my own getting wrapped up in the daily drama of my life.
And that's I think, something that's very common with all of us, that we get wrapped up in our day-to-day, you know, you can call it drama or just experiences, and sometimes they're even a little bit overwhelming. And the important part in this is truly to make the time and actually sit down and find within yourself what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to put a focus on. And if, you know, I work a lot with my guides, and they guide me through a lot of things. I mean, it can be things as simple as finding the perfect vacation home somewhere, or the perfect bed and breakfast, or as things as complicated as how to navigate situations that are tricky. And I use that knowledge a lot, simply because it makes life so much easier. But it takes a little bit of time to get there, to be able to do that. And you just really need to sit down and quiet your mind. And I would think that even just with you know, 15 to 30 minutes a day of really, you know, deciding that that's what you want, you will get there much quicker.
Yeah, I think so. I know we all know this stuff. I mean, we read all the books and we watch all the DVDs and everything, but until you're actually really practicing it and living in the moment and taking time to quiet your mind, it's all just facts or information.
Yes, correct. And that's the key with all of these things. It is the putting it into practice. And what I've found is that, yes, in the beginning it's tricky, because, you know, you find, I almost want to use the word excuses. You find excuses for why you don't have time to do this, or why, you know, or you're too wrapped up in your life and this and that. And it's totally normal to find that. But what I've found is, once you do tap into that guidance and you do go and you tap into that universal knowledge, things go so much quicker. You need much less time to accomplish things than you would if you don't use it. So it's actually a time saver.
Well, Inez, we just have a few minutes left in the show, and we've got a caller here who wants to ask about her pet.
Okay.
Okay, so let's bring her up. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi.
So what is the name of your pet, the type of your pet, and your question?
The name is Daisy, and the type is a dog of Lab cross.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The name of the dog, it's a dog, and she's a lab.
Okay.
And her a lab cross, and her name is Daisy.
Right. Okay.
And she injured her knee ligaments a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, one and then the other 6 months later. And I've been doing so much holistic techniques and different things, and I haven't gotten the kind of results I would like for complete healing.
Okay.
And my question is there anything I can do? I know that there's it's very common with dogs these days, but I think that it wasn't that bad, the initial injury, and that I should be able to help her to heal. And my question is there anything that you can know that you might be able to suggest?
Okay. Now, the first thing that I would like to say is that obviously I'm not a vet,
mm-hmm.
which you know. I just want to make that disclaimer. Now let's have a look what she says. Okay, the first thing that comes straight away is that from that knee injury, that ACL, what actually happened during that operation is that I almost want to call it that it's gotten a little bit arthritic.
Yes, it would have.
It's become arthritic. So this is so it's become from an acute issue. It's turned into a chronic condition, in the sense of that the arthritis is there chronically, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay, what I'm hearing is, I don't know if you're already doing this or not. This is, it's just that apple cider vinegar is coming up as a supplement.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that the apple cider vinegar is helpful with supporting the joints and helping alleviate arthritis. So that is coming up. I'm going to have to ask you now, is this the hind right leg?
It originally was, and then I didn't attend to that. I don't think I really took much. It wasn't that bad, the right one, and so 6 months later, the left one was
okay.
The one that really got injured, and I didn't. There's been no surgery.
Okay, but it's because I'm feeling when I feel into your dog, I'm feeling the right hind leg as the one that's bothering her a little bit more.
Hmm.
So now this is interesting because what happens is that, and she's showing me this out as well, is that because the dog then tries to equalize it, okay, by using the other leg more for a while, what happens is that the other leg can get more aggravated.
Yeah.
So, but your question as to what to do, I'm assuming you're giving chondroitin and glucosamine.
I tried it for a long time, and I didn't think it did anything, but I can do that again.
Okay, all right. So that would be helpful. The other thing that I... do you do Reiki yourself?
My friend was doing it for a while.
Okay, all right. Your dog really appreciates that. It's just... she's saying it's a balancing of the energy, and it's just really, really helpful for her.
Hmm.
So even though you don't see any physical results... it's balancing her and it's bringing her also calmness. So it's like it has a relaxing effect on her.
Great.
So that would be something to look into. Now, if we would be doing a full animal communication, I would go in depth with you on the meaning of the the legs and the knees, meaning that on a metaphysical level, it means issues about about moving forward in your life. Okay, and oftentimes it's a reflection of some aspect within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would be doing a full animal communication, I would go into that. But since we're not, I'm going to have to leave it at that. But I would definitely do those three things. And the other really important thing is to keep seeing your animal as whole, meaning as healthy, and not focus on the issues at hand.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Does that help you?
Yeah. That's helpful. Thank you.
Wonderful. And keep listening because in just a moment, I'm going to give out the cue to call for that prize. Inez is giving away a 1 hour session for your choice of either an Akashic Records reading or an animal communication session. So keep listening. And if you are the first caller, then you'll be able to talk more with her about Daisy.
Thank you very much.
Take care and good luck with Daisy.
Thanks for calling and good luck. Yes.
Bye.
Aw, Daisy sounds so sweet.
Yes.
I just, when you were talking about her, I just got this feeling in my heart of poor little Daisy with her legs. Aw. I just want to hug her.
I always feel the same way as well.
Yeah, little Daisy. She seems like such a sweet, loving little dog. And aw, I hope she gets better.
Yes, so do I.
Okay. Well, it's been an hour now. Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up next. Is there anything that you would like to add, Inez?
I just would like to thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I had a great time. I really enjoyed speaking to you. And I obviously welcome anyone to visit my websites and to give me a call.
Wonderful. Is there a number that you would like people to call or...
That would be 914-806-1021.
Okay, let's say that one more time.
914-806-1021.
Okay, and Inez Martins, her name is spelled INESMARTENS?
Yes, correct.
.com or visionarylifeconsultant.com. Right?
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the cue to call right now, 604-822-2487. You'll need to give me your name, number, and possibly your email address, and then I will pass that information on to Inez. I've already got two callers up on the line, so thank you so much. I'll answer that right after the show. Thank you so much for being on the show, Inez.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It's been wonderful having you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Inez Martins, and next week we'll have another wonderful show. Tune in to spiritualshow.com is my website for more information on podcasts, upcoming shows, past shows as well. Today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra. He's coming to speak at the Queen Elizabeth Theater June 4th. He'll help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, so check that up. Up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive. To wrap up the show, I'm going to play a song by The Moondrops. This is Michelle Dumond, and check it out here on CITR. And she is a local Vancouver artist, so thank you for submitting this CD, Michelle.
Truth, love, and beauty are just words to the birds, but they sing them for free. Open up the window and in light comes in, light comes in, light comes in light and in. Take back the power, 'cause it's ours to discern. Just words to those birds, but they sing them for free.